or tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of Colonel Speed Wilson of Friday morning, May the 28th, 1982, at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. Colonel Speed Wilson, Marine Corps retired, is the speaker of the morning, speaking on Bible numerics and 666. Portions of this tape have been copyrighted by Colonel Speed Wilson, and reproduction of it in part or its entirety is expressly prohibited.
Six is the number of man. And you could, there are many, many other things. Let's see a few others that are most. The 144,000. The 144,000, when you add it up, is 144 multiplied by 7. Well, you'd certainly suspect that. 12 times 12 times 7. You see all of that. And the body of Christ, the chosen ones, comes out to be exactly the same total, 144 multiplied by 7. The saints, and the word Jerusalem, is 144 multiplied by 6. Well, that's what it is. It's the perfection or divine order of man. And witness, and the word New Jerusalem, two words, is 144 multiplied by 8. They come into a new beginning. And so it's God's divine order into a new beginning. The single word gospel is 144 multiplied by 4. Well, there's 4 is transition or time of change, and the gospel does change you. And it's God's perfect word. The word Adam adds up to 144, even. The two words, the elect, adds up to 144, even. And there are many, many others. So we'd like to stop right there and let that be the conclusion of the formal presentation of Bible numerics. And I want to warn you again, this is by no means a complete study of Bible numerics at all. Now, as I say, that concludes the teaching for the benefit of those on the tape. Now I want to show you some things on the screen that wouldn't make any sense to the people on the tape.
Can you hear me
now, or will this work at all, Lynn? We mentioned a minute ago about the tabernacle pattern. Can you see that? Okay, that's what it would look like approximately on the outside. If you can see the outer court, that would be the outer court area. You can see that's enclosed, and the brazen altar and the washing of the laver, and then the first tape, and then in there is the holy place, and then the holy of holies. Now, the significance here, and we'll see some numbers cropping up on this. I'll try to slide it up. Remember, there are 3 gates. How about that? 3 is complete. One out here, one here, and one here. And there's 7 pieces of furniture. There's the brazen altar, the laver for the washing, the lampstand, and the table of showbread and showbread, and the incense, and then inside the Ark of the Covenant, making 7. And there are 3 areas, the outer court, the holy place, and the holy of holies. The people out here in the outer court, the born-again people, are still exposed to the natural elements. That ought to tell you something. They're probably going to have a pretty hard time in the time of tribulation because they're still exposed to the night and dark. They have times of night and they have times of dark. But once you enter in here, the baptism of the Holy Spirit or Pentecost, the only light in there comes from the light stand, lampstand. And where does it get its light? From the oil, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. But then once you enter in, and this is where we're headed, is the Holy of Holies, and the only light in there is God Himself. Hallelujah. So your spirit has been justified, your soul is being sanctified, and glory to God, your body will be glorified. And it's yet to come. We have not attained, Paul says that, I have not attained, but this I do, pressing on. Isn't it interesting? I think Paul had a little insight into what it's going to be like. Because remember, he said, I was caught up into a third heaven, whether that was in the spirit or in the body, I know not. And he was caught up into the third heaven. Somebody says, where's heaven? Well, I don't know. There's about 7 of them. I don't know. It's wherever the Father is. That's where heaven is. And then he said, I saw things and experienced things. I was as a man born out of due season. He was born out of time. And he said, I have not attained. So he knew there was something. Peter said in the first chapter of Peter, First Peter, first chapter, that there is another salvation to be accomplished in the last days. And Peter knew about spirit and soul, but he knew there was another one. So it's yet to come. John may have had an insight. Remember, Paul, though, said, "And I saw things that would be unlawful for me to tell you." Then remember John, when he was taking notes and when the thunder spoke, and he started to write, and God says, "Don't write that." That was just for John. So maybe Paul and John had an insight into what is yet to be revealed. Look at this, the threes. Jesus, Christ, Lord. Outer court, holy place, holy of holies. Outer gate, the door of the tabernacle and the inner veil. Savior, anointed one and king. Salvation, the anointing of the Spirit and by adoption. And Passover, Pentecost, tabernacles. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. The Spirit, the soul, and the body. Justified, sanctified, glorified. Righteousness, peace, and joy, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, coat, robe, and ephod, faith, hope, love, milk, bread, meat. You can go on infinitely through the Bible of all these parallels, and they all come back to Jesus, the anointed of Christ, the Messiah, and the Lord, all the way through. Last night we talked about the 1,000 years as a day, and a day is as 1,000 years. And if you begin with the Lord Jesus Christ, you can see that right there. Let's see if we can get that a little clearer. Not a whole lot, but I think you can see it. From Jesus to the millennium would be the third day. But then if you begin with Adam, you come all the way over in 2 days, 4 days, 6 days. And the third day and the seventh day turn out to be the same day. And here's that eighth day out here. And the eighth day you're to call a holy convocation. That's forever and ever. And you'll find in Hebrews, we came from God, we're going through God, and we're coming back to God. It's called the law of circularity, and we're coming back in. And we talked about the solar year, and you can see that the 6,000 solar years, the year 2001. And I think I have it on a chart here. It's most interesting to me to see that an age is 40 jubilees, 2,000 years, 40 times 50. There's 40 jubilees. Well, I guess it's off the thing back. 40 times 50 is 2,000 years. So an age turns out to be 40 jubilees, and as we found out, 40 is the time of testing or transitioning. They're always transitioning one age to the next, and also 40 is a generation. So they're a generation, and the jubilees turns out to be 2,000. And there is a 40, a 40, 40, and a 40, coming up to 120 jubilees. And you'll find that Kings 5th chapter 12, there's 120 high priests. And in Acts chapter 1, 15, 120 in the upper room. And there's another 120 in the Bible. I've forgotten where that is. Oh, Moses' life, three 40s. 40 in Egypt, 40 in the backside of the desert, and 40 in the desert with the rebellious Hebrews. And then we find this is on the Feast of Tabernacles, the seventh and last feast, and it's the seventh in the seventh month, and it lasts for 7 days. Now, you're going to have trouble finding this. This year, I believe, the Feast of Tabernacles starts the third day of October. It's always toward the end of September, early October, but you can always find Yom Kippur on your calendar, and Yom Kippur is the 10th day of the seventh month, and so then you just count 7 days. 7 days over. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 7 days over. No, 5. It begins on the 15th day of the seventh month. And that would begin, and it goes for 7 days. Now, we pointed out last night that the ark came to rest on Mount Ararat the 17th day of the seventh month, so that made it the third day of the Feast of Tabernacles. And we also found that our Lord Jesus Christ was transfigured on the Mountain of Transfiguration on the 17th day of the seventh month, or the third day of the Feast of Tabernacles. So therefore, we're jumping to the conclusion that those who will accept the truth, their bodies, if they've experienced Passover and Pentecost, their bodies may be transfigured or changed during the Feast of Tabernacles, possibly even the third day of the Feast of Tabernacles around 9 o'clock in the morning, Jerusalem time. They say, well, how will that happen? Well, I think it's going to be somewhat like the morning of Pentecost. Do you know that those people, the 120 that went into the upper room, Jesus told 500, we find that in Corinthians. He told 500 not to leave town until they had received power from the Holy Spirit. But only 120 did what he told them. and they went into the upper room, and we've been taught all along that once they got their act together and got an all in one accord, he poured out the Holy Spirit. That isn't what the Scripture said. The Scripture said when Pentecost had fully come, he did it. It was nice that they were in one accord, but the time has come, and even if they'd have been kicking each other on the shins, he would have still baptized them in the Holy Ghost, because it was in the fullness of time. But the Spirit had done a work, and they were in one accord. Now, they didn't know what was going to happen, did they? But they waited, but when it happened, they knew it. When the people there, the Jews that came to celebrate their Pentecost, the giving of the law, they said, what's the meaning of this? And Peter stood up and said, this is that the prophet Joel spoke of. And he quoted the second chapter of Joel. Joel had prophesied it about 700 years before it actually occurred. So when it occurs, we will know it. But how it's going to occur, we don't quite know yet. But we know it is going to come to pass. Because Jesus said the word of God cannot be broken, and it will come to pass. One guy said, once that you're in trouble in the Bible, the sweetest words in the Bible is, it came to pass, it didn't come to stay, it just came to pass. So hang in there, it's going to get better. Now then, we're talking about Mr. 666. A good many years ago, I got real interested in who this man could be, because I knew that we were in the time that he ought to show up. And I tried to make a lot fit. I was studying the International Money Group at that time. And, wouldn't add up in the Greek and Hebrew. I'd found a man that fulfilled everything in Daniel 11, verses 37 and 38, and most everything in the book of Revelation, and his name was Henry Kissinger. And so I found out that, of course, just in meditation on it, that why would I expect his name to add up in Hebrew? He isn't an Old Testament character. Why would I expect it to add up in Greek? He wasn't a New Testament character in the time of the apostles. He's in the present day. What was the language of the world? Everywhere you go, you find out it's English. You cannot call an airport, international airport, unless you have someone in the air control system at all times who can speak English. That happens to be a fact. And anywhere you go in the world today, someone will understand English as long as you have money or a plastic card. I found out once you're broke, they no comprehend. They just don't understand. But... And it's almost the same in any language. You ain't getting nowhere if you haven't got any money. Go home, Yankee, but leave your money. But so I sat down and I made A equal 1, B equal 2, so forth. Now, that's exactly how the Greek and Hebrew has to be. I'm not pulling any funny stuff, because the first five letters in the Greek and the Hebrew alphabet have to equal 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. After that, they don't agree any longer. So A, B, C, D, E, and so forth is added up. Now, you can make anybody's name add up to 666. The Pentecostals have had every pope's name to add up to 666. And all the Roman Catholics made Martin Luther's name add up to 666. Because you're only solving for one unknown. You know two figures, and so you only solve for one unknown. If you have a little mathematics, you can do that. But we want to do it the way the Bible says. So I just made A equal 1, and Z turns out to be 26. And then I fooled around with Henry's name, and Henry isn't his name. Kissinger, isn't that interesting? K-I-S-S-I-N-G-E-R ends up to 111. And I thought it was really exciting that his biography appears on page 111 in The Naked Capitalist, a book entitled The Naked Capitalist. God even numbered the pages of the book. Then I remembered in Revelation 13:8 it says, calculate, for it's the number of man. Not the number of a man, but the number of man. That's 6, we just found out. So 6 times 111 is 666. So, Kissinger, the last name. Now, I shared this after a meeting in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, quite a few years, and there's a gentleman there about 80 years old, and after that, he said, Lord, if anything what Speed's saying is true, you show me. So that night, he had a dream, and he laughs and says, I'm in that category. You know, your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. I'm sort of in between. I have a few dreams. I'm transitioning from But anyway, this dear old brother, he wrote me a letter and said that he saw. Now, he did not. He saw Hines. That's Henry's real name. Hines is not his name. Henry's not. Hines Alfred Kissinger is his real name. He saw the word Hines with the figure 6200, and then he saw Alfred with the figure 4600. He did not see these numbers out here. But then he saw arrows come down from the 62 and 46, and look what he saw. 62, the first letter is 6. 2 and 4 in the middle, total 6. And the last number is 6, 666. And you see, that does not use the name Kissinger. It uses two first names. And in the morning, he recalled this, so he went back to see which number. And there were two systems. We'll come to the other one in a minute, the occult, we'll see. And so he found that it was this system where A is equal 1 and Z or Zeb or Zero or Zoro, if you prefer, comes out 26. And then he substituted in, and as his dream began to fade, God says, he did not choose the name Henry. So then he added up Henry, and Henry comes out 70, as in Babylon. He represents the Babylonian system, the international banking system from Babylon. Isn't that? Now, I want you to know something. I just knew that this was an exercise in futility to try to get a man's name to add up, because I had mathematical analysis and statistics in the University of Texas many years ago. Now, the mathematical probability for a man's name adding up this way, first you would have to take the 26. You use 26 letters. You'd have to take 26 and multiply it by itself 26 times. That's 26 to the 26th power. And that'll give you a number so big you couldn't write it on the walls in here. After you pass multiplying that number, which I've done, I've did it 10 times, and the number gets so big that it has no meaning to me. But then it doubles every time after that, because you're multiplying, well, it more than doubles. It goes 26 times every time you do it after that. Then you're not through with it, because then you would have to take every name in the world except Kissinger and multiply it by that. Leave Kissinger out, because you use that one. Then you'd have to take the number 5 because and multiply it, because you used 6, but you could have used every number from 1 through 5, which you didn't. You used 6. Then you'd have to multiply that by 665, every number that you could have used except 666, which you did use. So, and that gives so for it to work. But there it works twice. Now it works the third way also. I don't have time to tell you how I got onto these, but I think this one's interesting. There's a born-again, Holy Spirit-filled Hebrew up in Scarsdale, New York. And after a meeting up there, he came to me and he says, do you think Mr. Kissinger is a man of destiny? And I said, I certainly do. And he said, well, I do too. And he said, what do you think of him? And I said, well, he's somewhat like Judas Iscariot. And see, Judas had a mission to do. Jesus wasn't mad at Judas. He says, God, I've lost none that you gave me except Judas Iscariot. That scripture might be fulfilled. See, the prophet said that one of his own would betray him for what? 30 pieces of silver. There's a numeric again, the full measure or the mature number. And so this man has a mission. Well, he said, before I came to know the Lord and was baptized in the Holy Spirit, I was a minister in the order of Satan. I was a priest in the order of Satan, and my ministry was numerology. And he says his name won't work out. And I said, well, maybe you think his name is Henry. It isn't. His name is Heinz Alfred Kissinger. And he said, glory to God, it'll work. He didn't even have to think about it. And here's the way it works. You take the name with which you're christened, and in numerics, this becomes your control number, and you're enslaved to that number for the rest of your life, unless you get delivered from it. And they add up. Heinz adds up. See, there you are again. We didn't break the rule. The first five numbers are the first five letters of the alphabet. Well, that follows the Greek and the Hebrew. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 across the top. And then you put the alphabet under it, and Z or Z comes out to be 8. Then you substitute the values in, 111 times the number of man, 666. Well, there's a third one. Man, that's just impossible for that to work out. But then I ran into some Greeks, and I told them that his name wouldn't work out in Greek. And a dear lady down at Gerald Erstein's Christian Retreat said, well, I was born and raised in Greece, and let's see if it will. And it does. I just didn't know how to do it. Because, you see, I kept trying to get an H, and there's no such thing as the H sound. The alpha reproduces it. So, you see, again, every one of these are using a different portion. The first one was Kissinger alone. The second was Heinz and Alfred, his first two names only. And the next one was his full name with which he was christened. And this one uses his first and last name, Heinz Kissinger. And this is in the Greek. You add it up as... alpha is alpha, iota, nu, zeta, adds up to 68. And then Kissinger is kappa, iota, sigma, sigma, iota, nu, gamma, epsilon, rho. And that adds up to 598 plus 68, 666. Doesn't even involve it. Now that's four ways. How many ways do we have to know? And just a while back, I was contemplating this thing of the computer system in which they'll be able to control all the monetary system. And look at this. The word computer, not being able to buy or sell without a number. The word computer adds up to 666. It was like Kissinger. And then somebody put out a book that said that the world money or world control system will be in Brussels. Well, I thought that's great, so I added up Brussels and it didn't come out to be 666. But guess what? The United Nations, Chase Manhattan, Citco, Franklin National, all those big banks are located in New York, and the two words New York add up to 666. So that's how we know whether. Hallelujah. So the Lord would not have you ignorant. It's all in the book. If we'll just be open to receive. Hallelujah. Well, let's go eat. That's great. The reason I don't like to get that on tape, I've copyrighted all of this. And you ask me why I've copyrighted it? Well, it's to keep people like Hal Lindsey and Salem Kerbin from stealing it and publishing a book. It's not copyrighted for you not to use, but it's copyrighted for them to keep from getting rich on it. And I can give you some other names if you're interested. Yes. Oh, see, the question is, yeah, here she, the lady is asking about the Social Security. Now, I have the, I can show you on the Greek alphabet, and I had it here a minute ago, that the letter stigma, or S, is the number 6. So, yeah, the letter S in Greek equals 6. So it's Social Security System, 666. And the number is your Social Security number. We taught on that the last time I was here, and people who've told you that if you take that number, you're going to go to hell have deceived you. See, they take only one scripture and that one out of context. If you'll take the whole counsel of God's word, and I don't intend to settle that question, but it's certainly not as clear as they'd have you believe. And there are many people beginning to see it. Jim McKeever sees that taking the number doesn't doom you. What dooms you is worshiping the beast, if you'll check the whole thing, 7 or 8 times before you get to Revelations 13:18, before the mark first shows up of the devil or that one. God marked his people in there for it about 7 or 8 times. Ezekiel 9:4, Revelation 9:4, Revelation 7:3, and you can go on and on. You know what the mark is? It's the Holy Spirit. Ye are marked by the Spirit of God. That's in Ephesians. And there was a witch not so long ago. Well, it was 2 or 3 years ago. The witch, a high-order witch in England. She was the number one witch in England. And when she got in, she could kill birds by simply pointing at them, and they dropped dead on flight and walk through fire and not be burned. And the Bible condemns that sort of activity. And she worshipped under an evergreen tree and all of that stuff. You know, the Christmas tree that we bring in, that's satanic. And so she said that once she became in the highest order of witchcraft, they were cautioned that they would find people, a few in the world. Now, see, the witches are operating in a spiritual sort of realm. They know how to manipulate demons and the whole bit. And you'll see a few people in which their foreheads will glow. Leave them alone. Found out what? She found a few of those people, and they were all tongue speakers. You are marked by the Holy Spirit. The outer court, you don't get the mark. And Satan can't get that mark out. Hallelujah. And as you'll find, you have to have the mark or the number of his name. Well, you find in the scripture, you're named with another name, because there were the saints of God with their father's name written in their foreheads. So you're named with another name. Then, and or the number of his name. Well, you're not Mr. 666. And those are all ors. You'll have to have one of the three. Do you know the difference between an and an or? Or gives you a choice. And doesn't. And you have to do this in addition to it. As I've pointed out, if the people that usually teach on the Bible have been flying airplanes, they wouldn't have lived very long. Because in the book, the handbook to fly this bear or bird or whatever it is, it says you do this or that, you better not do both of them or you're going to be in trouble. But if it says you do this and that, you better do both of them. And in that order. And you, every time you find that the people are in trouble, those that had worshipped the beast and his image and took the number or the mark. The mark alone is insignificant. It's just a means of buying and selling. And besides, you already have it. It's your social security number. And twice before you get to Revelation 13, it says, everyone upon the earth will worship the beast except those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Then forget him. He's defeated as far as you're concerned. Kick him, stomp him, walk on him, laugh at him. You know, he's defeated. So there again, sisters and brothers, take the whole counsel of God's Word. Don't believe anything I tell you or anything you hear on the radio or television. Bless God, you read it for yourself. And quit taking one verse out of context and basing a doctrine on it. Read the whole book. Hallelujah. It's most exciting. And as we were talking back there, the sister and I, one of the most valuable means of studying out something in the Bible, one single subject, is to get yourself a Young's Concordance. And then you will find out that the word sealed is the same, basically the same word as translated mark. In fact, if you have an amplified Bible, and if you look at Revelation 9:4, where it says sealed, it says parentheses mark. So it's essentially the same number. But the King James gets it sort of fouled up for you. And you'll find that God marked his people a long time. People say, well, when's the tribulation going to start? Well, you can read it in Revelation 9:4. Don't hurt the trees, nor the sea, nor the earth, until I've marked my people in their forehead. Hallelujah. So when God's marked all of his people, bless God, then we're going to really see the whole thing really go up in smoke, and a whole bunch of things are going to happen. And it's really beautiful that we're in that time. But you're like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, or the Israelites in Egypt. It's not going to come near you. Read Psalm 91. It tells you about it. By the way, Psalm 91 doesn't teach rapture either. And we were looking at one. If you might want to look down and figure out rapture out of Proverbs chapter 2, verses 21 and 22, where the righteous are in the earth to stay, but the wicked will be found in it no more. And Proverbs 2, 21 and 22. And Jesus gives four examples in Matthew 13 that it's the wicked that are going to be destroyed, you know, the tares and all of that, and all of that. Well, praise the Lord. I appreciate, we didn't do too badly, Glenn. I'll take one or two more questions, because that's when I learned something, is when you ask. Praise the Lord. But don't forget that we're just beginning to understand some of the revelations of God. We don't have it all yet, but bless God, we know a lot more than we did yesterday, and we'll know a lot more tomorrow, because we see dimly through a glass now, but by the coming of the Lord, we'll see clearly. So it's a progressive revelation. Yes, brother?
We already have the mark of the beast.
You have the number. The question says we already have the mark of the beast. No, that's somewhat of a misnomer. I said it, the number. Now, if you'll look in your, maybe it isn't the Young's and the Strong's, but you look up the Greek word that's translated mark. And it could be translated three different ways, and either one of the three would be accurate. It's a number, an embossment, or an engraving. The only difference between a mark and the seal is a very subtle one. They both can be a number or an identifying mark, but the mark in Revelation 13:17 is an engraving. And the one, the seal, the word translated in Revelation 9:4 and 7:3, is an embossment. But either way, it's a recognizable or identifying mark. So if it's a number, if you look at your plastic card, it's a number. It's an embossment on the front. It's raised. And on the back, it's indentured. So it's an engraving. So either one of the way, it's still a means of buying and selling. With a number, and you cannot get a credit card or a debit card or whatever you want to call it without giving your social security number. Did you know that? Well, you go try to get one without giving it and see how far you get. It's in the little magnetic stripe on the back. Now, they're experimenting with a smart card over in France, and it has one of these little mini computers in the card. And it's a microchip. And they can... They did? Well, great. And the military will end up with their identification cards will have that in it. And they can put 64,000 pieces of information in one of those little chips. They're only a quarter of an inch square and so thin if you turn them on the side, you can't see them. The Japanese will come out one before the end of this year that you can put 300,000 pieces of information on one of them. And so that puts your whole life history and everything on it and a lot more than you'd like to have. And they're already put them in diplomats' passports so that they can be scanned as they walk through the line. Did you know that if you had a passport or a credit card with that microchip in it or the smart card and you had it in your pocket that they can identify who you are with 10 feet away from you? They can have a reader that will scan that thing and read it without ever laying a hand on you. The FBI would be real great for that. A real interesting thing is, too, every time you bought or sold anything, they'd know exactly where you are. They can really keep track of you. You don't have to worry about making out your income tax. They'll just send you a bill at the end of the year because they know everything you've bought and sold. And the only way you'll be able to get around it is to trade the whole thing. And so it's a control system. That's what it is intended to be. The network is being established in the United States now and will be completed, according to David Rockefeller, no later than 1984 that we'll be able to do away with the currency. I don't know whether we'll get a new currency and then do away with currency, but the Bible's very clear that no one on the face of the earth was able to buy or sell without this number, an embossment or a engraving. There was somebody along in here held up her hand. I don't want to skip any of them. All right, the brother in the very back. Okay, I'll get you.
You gave this speech about a year ago.
Yes.
I heard it.
My people perish for the lack of knowledge. Isn't that clear?
I asked the Lord about this.
Mm-hmm.
The message I got was false martyrs falling upon prophets.
Did you hear it? God spoke to him. In Hosea 4:6 and also Isaiah 15:3 and many others, says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
You've been listening to your fundamental preacher who is an evangelist. He's not a teacher. He's trying to scare you into getting saved. You got to remember, there are apostles, prophets, evangelists, and teachers. And if I'm anything, I'm a teacher. See, I love to see people saved. Glory to God, that's gracious. But what I'm really interested in is seeing the saints come into perfection and get over doctrines. Get off of these commandments and traditions of men that are taught for doctrines. We're back to the Pharisees again. I'm not preaching to or teaching to the unsaved. I'm teaching primarily to those that have been born again and baptized in the Holy Spirit. And that's who I'm trying to reach. And I don't find anywhere in the Bible you scare anybody into salvation. I shared this with somebody. I wouldn't want to mention Jimmy Swaggart's name, but he said that if he ever gave up the rapture, he'd never scare anybody into getting saved. Well, I said, I don't find in the Scripture that you scare them into being saved. No one comes except the Father bring them and unless the Spirit brings them and that sort of thing. You don't scare people into getting saved. If you do, it probably isn't going to last very long. Like one of us said, John Osteen said, did you hear that brother so-and-so backslid? And John Osteen said, I didn't ever know he front slid. The brother in the very back.
Brother Wilson, I want to say first,
I appreciate you being here, brother. We were talking last night.
Brother, I want to make a comment for a moment. You know, Simeon and Anna, they waited on the steps of a temple.
Right.
Both of them, they were elderly people, of course I can't be right. They were elderly people, but they knew in their heart that they would see God.
That's right.
They would see the consolation of Israel.
They'd see the coming of the Messiah. Right. Yeah.
They would see the consolation of Israel before God called them.
Yes.
They knew this. Brother, can you allow, can you conceive of the fact that there are precious men and women, saints for the Most High, and they are here, some of them. Know in their heart, know beyond all knowing, deep down, that they will behold the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
And you allow that is a possibility, brother.
I believe it.
Yes, thank you.
Sir,
thank you.
I really do. And the interesting terms is he's using the word the coming of the Lord. We used the terms last night that the Lord used, the coming of the Son of Man. Now, the coming of the man Jesus may be an altogether different thing. We're talking maybe about two different things. I don't know. But I do know that in the Bible, Son of Man, God spoke to many prophets and called him Son of Man. So right now we'll just have to leave that. I, at the current time, and some people get upset because they listened to what I said 2 or 3, 5, 6, 10 years ago, and I'm not saying the same thing I said then. And I want you to know right now, if you hear me 2 years from now, I won't be saying the same thing. Bless God, it's a progressive revelation. I'm capable of making errors, and I know there's errors in it, but bless God, I wouldn't teach you an error if I knew where it is. I'd leave it out. So everything I say is like the price list in the age of inflation. It's subject to change without notice. Glory to God. We're just going to switch. But right now, I believe the coming of the Son of Man is the manifestation of the sons of God. And we'll leave it there. Yes, brother. Yeah, they do it on fish and many things.
Yeah,
huh?
Mm-hmm.
Painless. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going to do away with the card. And there are two interesting books back there by Dr. Rolfe. I have to watch her. She found the Antichrist. There's Sadat. Well, somebody shot him. But that's no deal. Dr. Rolfe, a dear lady, and we've corresponded. We don't agree on quite a few things. But she did understand something that I hadn't. And I really appreciate it because I had seen that we would have this, our Social Security number, put in the palm of our hand or on the back of our hand, generally on the palm of our hand. It would be invisible, but it would be readable by a laser scanner or fiber optics, whatever you want to call it. You can funnel laser pulses through a fiber optic. That's control data created an optical scanner many years ago that can actually read the same thing you and I read, which did away with the key punch and simplified using computers considerably. But she has recognized, and I think she's right, that the universal product code, did you hear its name? Universal product code. That's those little parallel black lines on all your groceries and magazines, and it's even in automobiles, and it's almost everything is marked with it today. So you would simply put your Social Security number, and always those parallel lines do represent numbers. Always. Each corporation, each product, the last lines on that whole thing identify the manufacturer. The first lines represent the price and the name of the product. And so she's believing that those will be put in the palm of your hand or on your forehead. If you've had your right hand cut off, then you have to put it on your forehead. If you don't have a forehead, you've got other problems, so don't worry about that. But everybody at least has a right hand or a forehead, and it's or, it isn't an and. And so then all you would do, you wouldn't see them. But, you know, you go to a grocery store now or other store, and all they do is slide the groceries over that little thing. It's a laser reader, and they don't have to be too careful about it. It'll read it in almost any direction. So when you buy your groceries, all you have to do is put your hand down there, and it'll read it. No card involved, so you don't have to worry about it. So it would be pretty hard to get through a line if you chop somebody's hand off. They'd probably recognize that if you went through the line, so it'd be awful hard to steal it. It'd be even worse to go through somebody's head under your arm to stick his forehead on the thing. So the card will disappear, and it will end up just like the Bible recorded it. You will not be able to buy or sell unless you have the number and so forth.
So when we get the number, that will be...
That's what you buy and sell with. Now, you don't have to buy and sell. Do you understand that? You can trade. You can barter. In fact, there are large organizations in the United States now that are operating on barter. I'm involved in one indirectly. I had some land down in Texas. My mother and I had together, and when she passed away couple of years ago, and I have no use for it anymore. It's no big deal. But to avoid income, capital gains, there's a couple of guys down there trading. They're trading my city lots for some and somewhere else in Texas. I don't know anything about it except I just signed the papers after the lawyer read it, and they avoid any capital gains on the whole thing. They're trade farms, you trade houses and all that sort of thing, and there's no money involved. And so you can do it. There are things you can join, and they'll send you a catalog of things that somebody wants to trade. You know, your junk is somebody else's treasure. You know, a piece of junk is something you can't use. But if somebody else needs it, then it's a treasure to him. And in California, in some of those places, a dentist comes over and fills the teeth of the plumber, and the plumber gives him a certificate that he owes him so much equivalent hours, and if his plumbing breaks down, then the plumber has to come and fix it, and that's the way he pays his bill. And there's a certificate on the whole thing, and those certificates are transferable. So if the doctor never needs a plumber, he can trade the chit to somebody who needs a plumber, and they give him a chit for something he needs, like a new oil or a change in his car or whatnot, and they become money. So you don't have to take the number if you don't want to. It's going to be sort of miserable, but if you're going to buy and sell, you'll have to have the number. That's all that's on it all. You remember, I've never seen the thing, but when I was down here before, it was rampant around that they'd mailed out erroneously things telling people that had Social Security checks that they wouldn't be able to cash their check unless they were willing to have a number and an embossment on their hand or something like that. I've never seen that. It appeared in the newspapers and all that, so it might have been. And the effective date with that was 1984, and that's what David Rockefeller says it'll be in the United States. The central computer in the United States is at St. Louis, and the network is already functioning. I'll come back to you in a minute. Sister, back here. Yes.
So apparently several had confirmation, and they warned them ahead of time that they would be protecting on the Social Security.
So absolutely. Absolutely. It's very interesting. See, the military now, in 1967, there's that year again, 1967, when Robert McNamara, was Secretary of Defense, made all the military service numbers were eradicated, and every man in the military and woman in the military is now identified by their Social Security number. 38 states, your driver's license number is your Social Security number. It's forbidden by law for private enterprise to use your Social Security number, but they're using it all the time. That number on your plastic card is just for you or somebody else to see. On the magnetic stripe on the back, the control number is your Social Security number, because it's the only one that you can't beat, and it's an excellent system. I don't have time to go into the advantages of the system. The only disadvantage I see is it gives one group control of the whole system. The Marines.
Oh, okay.
Well, I didn't know the Lord was moving in the Air Force. Praise the Lord. Yeah. I didn't say that.
Oh,
it looks like it. That's what it said. You know that your service number, you were in back when we had service numbers. And that's what? Social Security number. It's been 67. That's a fact. Now, your ID cards in the very near future, your retirement card, my retirement card, your dependent card, you'll be told to go get a new one, and it'll have that little chip in it. And there are a lot of people going into hospitals today, military hospitals, that are not entitled to receive it, but it's awful hard to trace it out. But once you get to this smart card thing, there'll be no way they can rip it out, because you put it into a slot, and the computer will say, yeah, they're entitled or they're not entitled. And if they're not entitled, they can lock them up. They're trying to rip you off. It's going to save the taxpayers a lot of money. You know, now in the cash society where you can trade cash around, it's estimated that the underground economy, as they call it, is ripping the government off to the tune of about $300 billion a year. I had an oil man in Pennsylvania that would come and fix the furnace, and if you paid him by check, it would cost you twice as much if you paid him by cash. Because if you paid him in cash, he ain't reporting it. He just sticks it in his pocket and goes. But if it's in check, he has to report it because they can check it out. Now, when you give them a number on the plastic card, then they check everything out. So I don't know how it's going to work. How about waiters and waitresses? They don't report their tips. Most of them don't. And it's well known that in the bars in Chicago, they only report about half of their business. Because how can you check them out? They're just peddling booze, and they don't come in and measure the bottles and see how many they shot. They only report about half of the cash they take in. So that's going on. How about the dope traffic? Do you think they're reporting all the money involved in the dope traffic? And you're carrying that stuff around in the suitcases full. No, you're not. I want to set it right. You're going to have to resolve that for yourself. Now, the tape is back there. We gave it, I think it's back there. Buying and selling with the number is the name of the tape. And I go through and give you scriptures. Now, as far as I am concerned, I have the number already. I've had it forever since 1967. And the mere fact that I transfer that number to a representation in the palm of my hand, God says he isn't confused by outer experiences. He looks on the heart. He isn't concerned. Bless God, I've seen a lot of people that don't look like Christians. I don't even know what a Christian looks like. You know, they said there are a bunch of, literally millions of Bible-type Christians in communist China. Glenn was sure he worked for him at that time, and he knows it. Then Kissinger came along and made it worldwide as Secretary of State. And I have friends in Washington, D.C. that worked on the system, and they weren't able to talk about it, but they told me enough that I could see what they were doing. And so the system is ready right now. For example, a guy from from Canton, Ohio, Don Moss, works with missionaries, and he went to see his missionaries over in India, went by plane, of course, to New Delhi. Then he took a train up into the mountains, then he took a taxi cab, and he finally ended up in an ox cart, and then he finally ended up walking the last 3 or 4 miles to the hotel where they were meeting. And in the hotel, they didn't have running water in the hotel. You had to have a common bath, and if you had to go to the John, it was the little house with the path out back. But when he got ready to check out, he paid his bill with the American Express card. Visa or MasterCard would have worked just as well, because all you need is a telephone line, and the thing works. And they can relay it around the world. Did you know if you make a reservation with Holiday Inn that it's relayed by satellite to their master computer in Europe? And it comes back instantly. The Texas Instruments right now can send a 2-page letter by satellite instantly delivered for 18 cents. It's cheaper than going to the post office if you only want 2 pages. It just ricochets off of the satellite and back down to wherever they addressed it to. And they walk over to the machine as the bell goes off and they go over and pull the letter out and read it. And they got it instantly, and they don't lose it. About 10% of everything you put in the post office gets lost. My people will perish or destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Boy, I don't know whether they're in trouble if they're honest. It doesn't bother me, because I report my income tax honestly. I want them to get every dime they got coming, but I don't want them to get one dime more than they got coming. They've challenged me for the last 3 years, and every time they've challenged me, I've turned up with more receipts than I claimed, and they always ended up owing me $300 or $400, so they're leaving me alone now. Did you know there are some people collecting 4 and 5 Social Security checks? I went down to file for mine the other day, and I'll get my first check in August. I wanted to get in there before the system went out of business. And after all, I'd been paying on it all my life. And I knew this. First thing they ask you for is your birth certificate. Well, I had that, so they had to have it to get in the Marines. And so all you need is to go out in the graveyard. They've done this. 60 Minutes has shown this on television. All you need to do is go out in the graveyard and find somebody that died, that was birthed about the same time you were. Write their name down, go over to the courthouse and say, this is my name and I want my birth certificate. So they give you the birth certificate. They don't know whether the guy died or not. They don't have a death certificate, not in the same files. And so then they go over, and now they can get a Social Security card. That's all you need. So now that you got a Social Security card, you're eligible for welfare. And a lot of people do that. Yep, they go and they stay in New York long enough to qualify for welfare. Then they go to California and they qualify for welfare. And somebody in New York will forward their check to them at another address in California. And they ended up with a beautiful RV down in Florida. And then they qualify for Florida, and there they are living better than you and I. And collecting 3 Social Security checks on 3 different numbers. And a whole different thing. Now, when we get around to the fact that everybody has only one number, and bless God, when you die, then that number's canceled. And there's no way you can break that system. It's going to save us billions of dollars. But the only drawback I see is it gives one system absolute control over your life. Because if you don't play according to their rules and regulations, then they take your number away and you don't exist. You can't buy and sell. They do that in Russia now. They call it a non-person. When they take away your identity card, you don't exist. You can't do anything. You can't work. They call you a non-person. You don't exist. Mr. Solzhenitsyn and the other fellow and all those experienced folks. Brother here, then we better quit, hadn't we, Lynn?
I think it's interesting if you look in Isaiah.
Now, see, everything I teach, you have to remember, confirms one thing, and only one thing, and that is the end of this age is very near. Everything. You wouldn't see these numbers matching up in any other age except at the end of another age, and they did add up. Caesar Nero's name added up to 666 in the Greek with no manipulation, but he was in another age. And and this buying and selling with a number, that certainly hasn't been true in the past. Now, it's true that every piece of paper money on the face of the earth has a serial number on it, so maybe we've been buying and selling with a number a long time ago, but it won't fit because it's supposed to be in your right hand or your forehead. Well, it's if you're in numerology and you're being led, the question is this control number of the occult. You know, taking your full name, which you were christened, and then using that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then substitute in, and that becomes your control number. That's suppose you're supposed to buy a house that has that number on it. You're supposed to, all that is your control number. It's an enslavement type thing. And if you were ever involved in that garbage, bless God, show up here at 2:30 and get delivered from it. The mere fact that your name will add up is not a curse. It's the fact that you allowed that number to control your life is a curse. Satan wants to enslave you. He came to deceive, to steal, and to kill. What a ministry. Isn't that a beautiful ministry? But Jesus came that you might have life, and that more abundantly. Let's go get some abundance. Look like my belt's overflowing now.
This concludes tape 2 of 2 tapes of the Friday morning talk by Colonel Speed Wilson on Bible numerics and the number 666.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.